All right, we're going to bring on to the show a good friend of mine. She is a dynamic business leader and visionary. She is executive director of a company called Capital Analytics, and they have put together what many of us agree is a masterpiece. It's called Invest Miami. She rolled it out last year for the first time and now has had her second issue come out. It's an annual publication which has and does an in-depth review of the key issues facing Miami-Dade's economy, featuring the exclusive insights of prominent industry leaders. And here joining us this morning is Abby Malone. What's going on, Abby?
You always psych me up for talking with you. Thank you so much, Pete, for the introduction.
Well, I'm psyched up every time I take a glance at this publication. It's part of our table here of you know, when you set up a little coffee table, you got some really cool looking things and books and all that. It is front and center here, and every time I come into the studio, I see it. And it's very inspiring. Awesome. Great work that you and your team have done here.
Thank you.
So again,
thank you.
Kudos to you and congratulations. And thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You've been rocking and rolling. I mean, you're all over the place. I think recently you sponsored a breakfast at the Coral Gables Chamber, the Commercial Real Estate Forum. And you're really truly walking the talk, getting out there, talking to a lot of people, meeting a lot of people, and that's the reason I think you've been able to produce such an amazing publication. Let's go back a little bit, if you don't mind, for the benefit of a lot of our listeners, maybe that are getting to know you for the very first time, and a little bit about you and what motivated you, what was the why behind this amazing publication.
Well, you know, I first came to Miami about 4 years ago, and I was working with a different company at the time doing international investors guides, and I was working primarily with South America. And I realized that there wasn't this type of in-depth report for investors in Florida, in Miami, and I started to ask myself why, because this is an incredibly dynamically changing market with so many different areas for investors to know about that I, you know, as I'm talking to friends and family outside of Miami-Dade, we're clearly unaware about. And so we started the Invest Miami report, 2015 being our first year. And really the best way to understand what's going on is to speak to those that are moving the economy forward here locally. So we met with, goodness, now probably in the past 2 years, over, I would say, probably 350 CEOs and business leaders here to talk about the nuances of the various sectors here. And what is causing change? Where do the political leaders think that are trying to guide this economy towards? Our readers have been your compliments have been extraordinary this morning, but this is the type of feedback that we've been getting. So clearly it's with something missing in the market. And any intelligent investor knows that they're not going to just be making an investment decision via a couple hearsays and a quick Google search. They want something comprehensive from the horse's mouth that explains exactly what it's like to live and operate here. And that's what we do. So we're constantly connecting the local business community to the external business community and the local business community to the local business community. So it's been a wonderful ride thus far, and we're looking forward to 2017.
We're on the same page, no pun intended. what we're doing here is so connected to what you're doing. You know, we talked about highlighting and spotlighting Miami to the world as a global city, and of course, showcasing and spotlighting Miami to Miami, and that's absolutely really, you know. That's the idea here, is that we keep bringing together these thought leaders, these industry experts that can shed light on what is happening in the industry and how is that impacting the local economy here. I can't imagine, Abby, now first of all, were you the one that interviewed everybody here?
Pretty much. I would say that I was in about 90% of the meetings.
Okay. How was that like?
When I first got here 4 years ago, I have to fully admit, I was not a fan of Miami. And I think one of the reasons, or the main reason, was that I was not engaged with the business community here. I was working with South America, so most of my time was spent, outside this market. So by doing Invest the first year, Invest Miami the first year, I really started to understand Miami in a very profound way via those the people who are leading it forward. And I have to say, I'm continually impressed with the people that I'm meeting, continually impressed with the optimism here, the entrepreneurial spirit, the real consensus that Miami has something to prove to the world. We haven't gotten there yet, but we're all on board to make it happen. And I don't think you see that in many other areas of at least the United States, maybe the world. When I was working in Latin America, it wasn't always that kind of vibe. But here, continuously, no matter whether we're seeing a slow in the real estate or whatever's happening with the political situation on a United States level, here in Miami, we're very outward thinking, very welcoming to different nationalities and foreigners, very accustomed to international business, but really promoting ourselves and helping the community grow together. And that has been really wonderful to be a part of. And we look forward to continually showcasing that via our reports.
We are in the midst of an evolutionary process here in Miami. Right before our eyes, there is change, innovation happening, in ways that is not happening anywhere else in the world. And sometimes, I'm sure you would admit this, Abby, that it's hard to keep up because, it's not like we've arrived at a plateau and we're established and this is what it is. I think Miami is developing a new blueprint as a city, as a municipality, as a region, because part of our DNA is this constant innovation and the search for the next great idea and the search for what else can we do here. I mean, we're creating things here that is really not seen anywhere in the world, and that's exciting. Yep. But it's also sometimes you're sitting back, okay, what's really going on here? And that's really, I think, what we're seeing here when we read through all of these articles and things that you have here. Now, you're covering everywhere. This is really impressive, and I want our listeners to tune in here really closely. In this publication, we're looking at the economy, real estate, construction. Okay, we're looking at tourism, the legal side, sports, environment, infrastructure, transportation, trade and logistics, banking, education, retail, health. Okay, that is what Miami is. And that's what you've been able to do with this publication. What is the quote that Manny Medina shared regarding Invest Miami that I thought was really cool?
Yes, he called us the Bible of South Florida.
The Bible of South Florida. To come from a Manny Medina, that's very strong. And did you ask him why he mentioned that to you?
We were talking about the comprehensiveness of the report and how, like you just mentioned, all the sectors that we're tying in together. And really, in each chapter, not only are we taking a deep dive into, with our own analysis, writing our own pieces about what's happening here in Miami, but also featuring the industry leaders. So we're really talking to the top tier business community and featuring them there. So when he's looking at the depth of our coverage, but also who we're featuring, I think that's how he came to the conclusion. So we're very proud to have met the people that we are. And I think that's another example of how Miami is really looking ahead. These business leaders here understand that to really drive growth and to continually attract people who should and need to be here, they need to vocalize that, and they need to share their opinions, and they need to share what they're doing. We're delighted that they have chosen our platform to do that. These past 2 years, again, have been incredibly rewarding to be able to, access these individuals year and year again and have their support. And we constantly thank Miami, both political and business leaders, for all of their support in what we do. because we cannot be as comprehensive and as in-depth of a guide without these perspectives that we are able to tap into. So we are able to bring top-notch and the most extensive report on Miami to the world because of these discussions that we have.
I want you to take a moment, Abby, and speak to our listeners. And
sure.
And what would you like to share with them regarding this publication and some of the other things that you're doing? And how do you feel something like this can benefit them?
Well, I think that there's a lot of stereotypes surrounding Miami, that this is a place to, you know, retire, or this is a place to just come and party. And here in Miami, we know that there's so much more, but the world is really not understanding the depth and scope that Miami has to offer. So our book is really tying in all the various sectors, things that people maybe had some kind of idea about, maybe things that they didn't realize existed, and pulling that all together in one comprehensive place. And so really, if you're looking to get a more profound understanding of business intelligence, the words from the horse's mouth of people who are working here day in and day out, this is the place to get it. And not only are we our report, but we also are now expanding our video platform, which is called Invest Insights. And so these are 2 to 3 minute videos. You can find them on our YouTube page for Capital Analytics. That feature business leaders speaking out perspectives of the economy at this moment in time. We have Stephen Altshuler, the new CEO from UHealth, who was just heading up the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania prior to his position here. We also feature Jared Davis, the co-managing shareholder of Greenberg Traurig, amongst others, that are speaking, you know, via our video platform on their experiences here. And then we're taking this platform and we're going both to new domestic markets this year and also international markets. So we will have some exciting updates to share in probably about 2 weeks of the new markets that we're going to be opening. But this, because of our strong fundamentals that started here in Miami, we're able to expand to new markets. So we're really excited as a company to add more markets to our library, but always calling Miami our home.
So I'm a small business owner here in South Florida, and I'm running my business every day, and you know, I got to do my thing, get up in the morning and all of that, and all of this sounds interesting and fascinating. So what's in it for me? What's in it for me as a small business owner here in South Florida based on all this amazing information in this publication?
Well, I think that we somehow sometimes get pigeonholed in our industry, right? Where we're going to our office, we're working with our industry, our specific clients, and we miss the bigger picture of where Miami is going. I think that those that are really trying to take their business to the next level are constantly trying to hook into the business leaders and the various developments that are happening in other sectors to be aware of, to always be nimble in their own business.
Mm-hmm.
So this is anyone from a small business here locating only in Miami-Dade to those that are international companies that are coming in to look at Miami as a market. But really to continually be a competitive player here in Miami, you cannot be ignorant to those that those developments that are happening in other sectors. So our book is going to do that for you. Also, our platform is connected to Miami-Dade industries, not just one, but multiple. So we really are the source to tie all those things together. I find a lot of the CEOs that we speak to, they, again, are day in, day out in their industry, so they are hyper-focused, but not realizing how other either challenges or opportunities in other sectors could be affecting their specific industry. So our knowledge tapping into all these different areas of Miami-Dade really enables us to help the business leaders tie the pieces together. So we continually will be that integral source for the local business community, again, operating solely here or international companies coming in.
There, I think there are many lessons and I think valuable information here. Number one, it just number one, what's going on in the industry, you know, in a certain sector of the economy, and if we as a business, as a small business owner, as a professional, you're in a particular industry and you're not tuned in and connected to what's going on, you're not going to bring value to your clients. I mean, you're missing what, you know, can be something to really help a prospective client or existing client grow. And you as a professional, as a business, can now, based on the trends and what's going on, leverage your business opportunities by what's happening. And today we know that we need to be very connected as much as we can to the industry that we have our business in. And I think that this publication provides those trends and those insights. And not only that, but the story of the person you're interviewing and what it took them to get to where they're at and what are some of the experiences they've had. I mean, we learn from that and we're inspired from that. So every single one listening right now definitely can benefit from a publication like Invest Miami, because there's so much here to learn, but it's also by taking that new knowledge and applying it to your business, especially in the industry sector that that is talked about in this magazine. I know you're going on the road, you're doing a lot of really cool things, but you probably are already working towards Invest Miami 2017. Would that be correct?
We're a couple months off. We'll probably begin our research about September or so.
Right around the corner. Yes. Hey, congratulations again, Abby. This is phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Pete.
I love it. I look at it. I read through it a lot, and I'm learning all the time, and it's inspiring to see what's happening. It's also good to see the relevant information that's shared here, because there's a lot of information out there, but it's not necessarily what we need to hear or what's right for all of us. So that's also critical as well. And how can the listeners find out more?
So the listeners can visit our website, which is www.capitalanalyticsassociates.com. We also have our Twitter account at Capital Analytic without the S. We also have Instagram, our YouTube page. All that information can be found via our website. And of course, they can email us at contact@capitalaa.com.
Abby, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And we hope to speak again very, very soon.
Wonderful. I really thank you. And we love what you do, Pete. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Take care. Have a phenomenal day.
And you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.